We serve a God of abundance, yet you're still living paycheck to paycheck. We serve a God of order, yet your house always seems to be a mess. You feel unappreciated and overwhelmed just trying to keep up. Does the noise of life drown out the voice of God? Hi, my name is Gina Morton, a Catholic wife, mom, and declutter coach. Welcome to Pruning to Prosper, the podcast where we talk about all the practical things to run your home smoothly. Clutter, money, mindset, and yes, everyone still wants to eat, so we'll talk about that too. That nagging in your heart is God telling you He has more for you than just trying to keep up. If you're ready to get uncomfortable, get brave, and see what you can do, then grab your garden shears because you're about to prune away the stuff so you can prosper into the woman God has called you to be.
If it does not please you to serve the Lord, decide today whom you will serve. The gods your father served, beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose country you are dwelling. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pruning to Prosper. I'm your host, Gina Morton, and that Bible verse I just read to you is actually our family motto. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So I thought it was an appropriate Bible verse to talk about today because I have just finished up the winter session of Pruning to Prosper. So yes, you're not like having ear trouble. Pruning to Prosper is the name of this podcast, but it is also the name of my women's group coaching course because the coaching course came well before the podcast. But I liked the name and I decided it was going to be a good name for the podcast. So I hope it's not confusing. And I'm trying to do 4 sessions this year. So I've just completed the winter. And today I'm going to announce to you that the spring session of Pruning to Prosper is now open for you to sign up. And then I'll have summer and fall later to come this year. So what is Pruning to Prosper? It is, again, like I said, it's a group coaching course, and we meet once a week, which is already a difference. If you're like, wait, I thought it was twice a week, Gina. I'm changing it for spring. So I've lowered the times that we meet, but I've also lowered the price. So stick around, hear all the details. But to just kind of like summarize it, our schedule as a family right now in spring is so busy. We've got so many sports. We've got First Holy Communion. We've got 2 graduations. So it's a lot right now. And I know that I normally teach this course on Sunday nights, and we did Wednesday night as well in the winter session. But I've got a different thing happening privately on Sunday nights. Okay, so stay tuned. That's like, I've got some friends working through a rosary group with me that are helping me fine tune it, and that will be available later this year. So that's what I'm doing on Sunday nights. Okay, so this round of Pruning to Prosper, I decided I would try something different. I would reduce it to 1 day per week. And I'm also going to try offering it during the day to see if that doesn't help some of you be able to take advantage of it. So I know I'm never going to find the perfect day or time for all of the time zones and all of the different family situations out there. So just kind of bear with me. And if you really want to take it, put together a few friends and let me see if I can work it out. With enough notice, I think I could do it. A little bit differently for different groups of women. So if you want to put together a group of friends and you all say like, we can do Wednesdays this week, Thursdays this week, maybe I can work with you. Who knows? Okay, we'll figure it out. But anyhow, let's go back to this spring session that I'm offering. It is going to begin on April 18th, and that's a Thursday, and it's going to be 10 a.m. to noon. And all of this is in the show notes, so don't feel like you need to write this down. And then we're going to be doing just some group chatting. Last round, we all just exchanged cell phone numbers and we did a group text and we just held each other accountable every single day. We can do this on email if you want. Like, I'm never going to make you give up your phone numbers or any privacy. So just, know that you're going to get full support in whatever way you feel comfortable. So it'll be the same topics and you will feel fully supported with the accountability from the other women and myself in the group. Week one, who were you called to be? Week two is decluttering. Week three is grocery budget. Week four is meal planning. Week five is overwhelm and routines. And the last week is week six, finding your tribe. So I'm going to just give a little bit of what I actually gained from the last winter session because I'm doing it too. So I might as well join in, right? And here's the thing. I've had friends that have taken this course before and they've said to me, oh, I would love to sign up for it again, but the timing's not right right now. And I think, why would you want to sign up for it again? Like, you already know everything I'm going to say. And they always say to me the same thing. I'm always coming from a different place, Gina. There's always going to be different women. I'm always going to get something new out of it. And I'm like, okay. So it's very flattering to me that I have friends that would love to take it again. Because I'm very narrow-minded. I think, like, well, I already told you everything I know, you know. But here's the thing. I took it with this course, with this round of women in January and February. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go all in. I'm going to do the meal plan. I'm going to do my budget. I'm going to participate in the routines and the finding of my tribe and all that kind of stuff. And here's what I did or completed or discovered about myself in the past 6 weeks of Pruning to Prosper. One, I decided to keep this program because I was actually going to nix it because I didn't know if people liked it. I didn't get signups the previous time I offered it. But this group of women was so wonderful. And this group coupled with my friends that have taken it before, I was like, you know what? I'm going to give it another shot. And now I'm like, yeah, this is going to be my thing. So for the rest of this year, this is what I'll be offering. I'm also developing another rosary program. That's something different I will offer. But Pruning to Prosper is definitely going to be seasonally. We're going to offer this. Okay. Did I declutter? Yes, I did. I actually went through my closets. I went through my kids' closets. I always have a declutter bag ready to go in my closet. But when I know that the women in the group are really working hard, I want to be able to say, yeah, I'm right there with you. So I definitely got rid of a bunch of stuff. We did the grocery budget, and I do the grocery budget because I think it's a little bit more even than doing a full household budget with everybody. Plus, I think depending on how big the group is, that would just get a little bit too busy. So we all kind of stuck to a grocery budget for our family. So we have got people in the group that have a family of four with two little babies, and they're going to eat a lot differently than a family of eight with big teenage boys and husbands and, you know, full grown almost children. So obviously the budget's going to be a lot different, but the concepts are the same. It's like, here's my set amount of money to spend on food and I'm going to stick to it. And then we go into meal planning. And at the end of the meal planning week, you will have an entire month of meals, breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snack ideas. And I loved this round because I got a lot of new ideas for meals. It kind of reignited my passion for cooking and shopping and trying new things and simplifying. Like, I've really simplified what I'm cooking this month because of the group. And you get some like really good tips from the other women in the group. So again, as always, the Holy Spirit is tapping you on the shoulder, I encourage you to sign up because it might be because somebody else needs to hear your voice. And I know I really benefited from the women that shared super simple recipes. And sometimes it's like, it's so simple you think, oh my gosh, why didn't I ever think of that? But you just needed somebody else to tell you. So I felt so good having a whole month of meal planning done. And you might think, well, Gina, isn't this like your job? Like, don't you do this all the time? And it is. But you know what? Like, we're not so strapped financially as we were in the first 15 years of our marriage. And so I kind of slack off. Like, I'm no different from anyone else. Like, I take my foot off of the gas. I take my eyes off the prize. Like, I just kind of go in the grocery store sometimes when I'm hungry. I don't know what's for dinner. And I walk around aimlessly putting stuff in my cart. But when I refocused during the winter session, I really meal planned. I hit Costco, Aldi, and our local grocery store. And I shopped for the whole month. And then I only went back weekly for fresh veggies that I needed and fruits, of course. And guess what? I saved $500 in February just going back to the basics, going back to the stuff that I teach. But again, I get lazy. I get uninspired. And it was just really, it was a really good reset for me to say, all right, plan your meals, keep track of it in the budget, and see what you can do. And in the end, I saved $500, you guys. I was so excited. So I'm really excited going into March and April. And, you know, it's just fun to see how I can save and tweak. And I don't feel like we weren't eating beans and rice at all, but it was just a matter of having the food in my refrigerator, really being conscious about using up the leftovers and just keeping each other accountable. And it really helped me. Okay. So the week five, we moved into routines and the feeling of overwhelm. And a lot of us are like at different stages. And so it was a really fun conversation with moms that are still nursing little ones versus moms that like their kids are up and out of the house before the mom wakes up or something. So like different seasons of life, you're going to have different routines going on in your family. And so it was really fun to help each other figure out, okay, where you are in life and what's realistic. And it's not like I'm going to say, this is what everybody needs to do, other than I really am a huge advocate of getting up before your kids and praying your rosary. So that's one of the things we talk about in the group and we challenge each other to do is to get up and pray the rosary and get up before the kids. And it's a tough habit to implement, but I think once you get into it, you're going to love how much calmer you are throughout your day. So if you've always wanted to be in the 5 a.m. club, I encourage you to sign up for this and just kind of get some friendship and accountability. So I know I did really well getting up every day and praying my rosary. I don't know. It's March 12th as I'm recording this, and I've prayed my rosary for 2024. It's one of my big goals this year is to not miss a day. And I'm really feeling it. I'm really seeing the results in my family of me praying the rosary every day. And the last week of Pruning to Prosper, we always work on finding your tribe. So this is like just building your friendship, tapping into networks of people that you hadn't maybe like, you know, they used to be your really good friends and you just kind of lost touch, but you'd love to get back together with them. Or maybe like you've moved to a new area and you want to make friends. Like, we encourage each other to figure out how we can make friends, where we can make friends, and most importantly, we force each other to do it. It's like, okay, what day this week are you going to meet your friend for coffee? And I work from home most days, you know, unless I have a declutter job, I am home most days all day by myself. And believe me, I have no problem staying home. So one of my challenges in my personal life is getting out and making friends. And I know I said this 1,000 times on this podcast. People assume I have a lot of friends, but especially if you know me in our town here where we live. But the truth is, I know a lot of people, but I don't have a lot of friends. And even the friends I do have, I don't always take the time that I should to just have fun with them. You know, like not have anything else going on other than like just friendship. So, you know, Cabrini, the movie is out right now. Actually, but I think it'll still be out by the time this podcast airs. But like, grab a friend, say, hey, let's go see Cabrini. Like, one of my friends reached out to me that I haven't seen in months and months and months. And she's like, let's go see Cabrini. And I'm like, yes. And like, I was already planning on going with these other people. So let's all go together. During the course of Printing to Prosper, I think in the week of friendship, I went out to coffee. I stopped by a friend's house. I did something else with a friend too. I think I went hiking or something, but like it just kind of forced me to make an effort to spend some time with my friends and say like, Gina, you know, like the running dialogue in my head tends to be, I don't have time, but I do have time. And I think I just needed to kind of get some encouragement to go out there into the world and put a little effort into the friendship. So if this sounds like something that you're interested in and you want to kind of just start running your home more efficiently with God at the center of it all, then I would really encourage you to sign up for the spring session of Pruning to Prosper. And you're probably wondering, well, what's the price? I've dropped the price as well from $250 to $200. So it's $200. We're going to meet weekly for 2 hours. And there will be, yes, it will be recorded. So I always send you the recording the next day. And there will be a group chat texting or messaging in between. So you can chat all day long if you want. You could silence it, whatever is appropriate for your level that you need. You're welcome to do that. Okay. I think that's it, you guys. Yes, it's live. It's Zoom. It's via Zoom. So I just want to make sure you know that. And I think that's it. So I really want to thank the group that signed up for the winter session. I absolutely loved our time together. I think we all had a little bit of like post-course like blues. Like we're all like, oh, I miss you guys. So shout out to the girls out there that took the winter course. I miss you guys. Thank you so much for encouraging me to keep this course going. And if you have any friends that you think would enjoy this, please share this podcast episode with them. And I will see you on Saturday for a 5-minute declutter with me. Take care.